Blog Talk Radio.
I'm talking about Motown Maurice right down here in the state of Florida.
And we've got Motown Maurice of the Motown Maurice Show.
I want to introduce you to Motown Maurice.
We have special, special, special guest Motown Maurice.
Motown Maurice.
Speaking of crazy, we have Motown Maurice.
A man who is trying to put Tampa on the map for late night television.
He is not the next Arsenio Hall. He is the first Motown Maurice.
For those of you who haven't had a chance to experience Motown Maurice,
you have to understand he is very persistent.
And now he has transitioned
from Tampa to Los Angeles, California.
He's now in Los Angeles.
Continuing his pursuit of the quest of a late night talk show host.
Keep an eye on Motown.
Absolutely.
Keep an eye on that gentleman. One day this man is going to be the new face of late night.
Motown, we love you.
Motown Maurice, are you on the line?
And now, your host, Motown.
Only rainbows after rain, the sun will always come again. It's a circle, circling around again. It come around. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Motown Maurice, and you're listening to Motown Maurice's Hustle and Shuffle. It is Thanksgiving Eve. Happy Turkey Day to everybody. I hope everybody's basing and getting ready their turkey for this wonderful, wonderful holiday season and celebration. You know, this is my second Thanksgiving in Los Angeles, and I noticed the changes in the atmosphere. You know, a lot of people are leaving to go home. You know, people die down, they digress, they relax, and they reach out to be with family. But what I've also noticed is that people leave to go home, and many never return. It's the reality of it. Hollywood is tough, it's hard, it's challenging. And sometimes when you make that one trip to go home, you never come back. So this show is dedicated to those that have doubts, that are thinking about, you know, keeping their head down and never coming back because they don't know how to overcome the challenges in Hollywood. And my guest is going to address all of that. This show is dedicated to all of those individuals. And of course, because my guest is a lady, is a very intelligent and fantastic lady, this show is designed for the young ladies out there who are having those doubts. So if I can say anything to you right now, baby, don't cry. You got to keep your head up. Even when the road is hard, never give up. Baby, don't cry. Why? Because this is a journey. Drop your worries. You're going to turn out fine. Oh, you're going to turn out fine. You're going to turn out fine. You're going to turn out fine. Yes, you got to keep your head up. Whoa, and you can let your head down. Hey, you got to keep your head up. Whoa, and you can let your head down. Hey, I know it's hard. I know it's hard to remember sometimes. You got to keep your head up. Whoa, and you can let your head down. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only, the person who has maintained the possibility, the hope, the aspiration, the determination to keep her head up and survive and conquer all in Hollywood. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Samantha Angelica Massey. Sam, are you on the line?
I am on the line, Motown.
Thank you for being on the show. How are you feeling this morning?
Oh, I'm feeling great. You know, it's a new day. And, yeah, I'm hyped, so let's go.
I'm glad you're hyped, and I'm glad you shared this wonderful energy. You know, getting everybody all excited about Thanksgiving, because there's a lot to give thanks for, isn't there? I know I have a lot to give thanks for. I'm thankful. Thankful to have you as a guest. I'm thankful that my mom is actually on the line listening to the show like she always do, thoroughly and supportively. And I'm thankful. I'm just thankful. What are you thankful for anything?
Oh, my gosh. I'm just thankful to be able to be alive today and see the sunshine. And, yeah, it's awesome. I'm thankful for anything. I'm thankful to be alive.
Indeed, indeed. And you know what? And just to narrow down things, we're both in Hollywood, and I think it's something to be thankful for that we're in Hollywood, because many people dream of coming here, but they never ever see the lights or the streets or anything that has to do with Hollywood. I didn't realize how big of a deal it was until I arrived here myself. So I'm thankful to be in Hollywood. How about you?
Oh, yeah. I am so thankful to be in Hollywood. You know, that's where you go and pursue dreams, and I'm in the right place. So this is definitely something to be thankful for.
At the right place at the right time, and there ain't no better time but now. So before you got to Hollywood, you're from Houston, Texas. Tell me a little bit about Houston. Do you love Houston? Is that your hometown, your heart, your soul?
Oh, my gosh. Houston is my love. It's my baby. And my family's there. It's big. You can go and drive and just listen to music. I mean, the Reliant Stadium there, people back in Houston, you know about the Reliant Stadium. You can go and have fun. So, yeah, I love Houston.
Awesome, awesome. Sounds like a great place to visit. Maybe you'll send me an invitation to Houston one day? Maybe? Just maybe? I don't know.
Of course.
Right. That's what I'm talking about. So Houston is also the place where you discovered all your wonderful multi-talents. Correct. And you're so talented in many ways. I mean, we're going to talk about your talent as the interview goes along. But you're a singer. You love music, performing. You love dancing. You're an actor, and Houston is where you discovered that. And you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but you sound like a church girl. And most church girls discover their talent in the church. You know, whether it be catching the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, praise the Lord, or singing in the choir. I mean, I don't know, maybe I'm right, maybe wrong. Am I?
Actually, I am a church girl, but I am not very traditional. And when I say that, I'm not into the traditional gospel, you know, church singing, whatever you want to call it. I am the gospel, and so anything I do is church. So,
okay,
not really, but yeah.
But you did sing in the choir, correct?
Yeah, I did sing in the choir.
So I'm assuming that you know, helped flourish your singing careers, and that's where you got to start, correct or wrong?
You know, it helped me get started. I actually started when I was little, according to my godmother. She claims, I'm the one who taught you your first note. So, but church had a good part of me getting into singing.
Oh, so this your godmother said she taught you your first note, right?
Yeah, that's an argument.
Your godmother sounds like she's trying to take claim in your success early. She knows how talented you are. She's like, I taught you your first note. So when you get that first check, you know who to write it to. That's what it sounds like.
That's always an argument in my family. They always try to say, well, who gave me my name? Who taught me my first note? Who taught me how to have musical skills? I mean, That's the conversation.
You know, your name, and you said something about your name, and I like your name, because your name is not only, because you, when I met you, you said your name was Sam, but not realizing that Sam is also an acronym for your full name, correct? I mean, did your parents plan that out, or it just kind of happened?
They didn't plan that out. I always ask them, you know, trying to get a certain answer, but they're like, no, and actually what's funny is, Samantha is supposed, that's something else that they always argue about. They'll say, my cousin, she'll say, well, I gave you Samantha from an old show called Samantha. It's a witch show.
Mm-hmm.
But then my parents will say, no, because my dad's name is Samuel. And so they'll say that they named me like the girl version of Samuel. Wait, so there's always an argument about my name.
Hold on. Wait a second. They named you after a witch from the show Be Witch?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, Lord, that's kind of scary. Named after a witch. I've never heard that one before.
Yeah.
Oh, no. So your parents must be really supportive to you.
Oh, yeah, they're very supportive, very supportive. Especially my dad. All he wants is the best. He always talks about how he wants me to succeed and he wants the best for me. And my mom, too, she's always telling me she wants me to do what's in my heart. So, yeah, they're very supportive.
Got to have supportive parents when you're in Hollywood. I mean, one of the things that I've learned is by just observing people, the people that are the most successful and the folks that are trying to be successful, what they're missing the most is that foundation, that family foundation, that grounds, because it takes, you ever heard of the quote, it takes a village to raise a child? Well, it takes a village to raise a star. Seriously speaking, you got to be well grounded. So I'm very glad to know that you got great parents that are, you know, very supportive to you. And indeed, I have great parents and a great community that's supportive to me. So you're on the right track. You got all those pieces, and you're putting them together. Amen to that?
Aw. Yeah, thank you. So sweet. Yeah.
Amen to that. So let's talk about the day that you decided to actually leave Houston. That must have been a very big leap of faith for you. The day you decided to leave Houston and come to Los Angeles, California, the mecca of film and television. What was that day like?
I guess the very day I decided to go, I had been thinking about it for some time. I kind of got tired of just waiting every year. Well, not waiting, but crying every year, especially on my birthday, because I never did anything that I felt that was toward my dreams. And so that day, I had been, you know, thinking about it for some time now. And I was ready to go. I was excited. I was like, yes, finally, I'm leaving.
And you said you were crying at times when before you decided, right?
Yeah. So I always, you know, had these dreams. And it was at least 4 years that I noticed myself on my birthday crying because, oh, no, I'm a year older and I hadn't done anything that I felt that was toward the goals of where my true dreams really are.
Mm. Wow. So did Tupac talk to you? That's why I said the lyrics of that song. Baby, don't cry. You got to keep your head. You can run the road. Did that song, did Tupac talk to you at all? No?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Tupac, he was like, you know, you just got to go out there.
Oh, man, I love that song, too. And that's why I think Tupac is the greatest rapper of all time. I cannot stand when they say Biggie. I got nothing against Biggie, but he didn't have the versatility like Tupac did. He was not as intelligent as Tupac. But anyway, that's another conversation for another time. But you know, I just love that song, and it fits so well for that chapter of your life and where you're going. And speaking of songs, You also create beats. You got some producing skills, correct?
Yes, I do.
Well, tell me a little bit about that. You own your own home studio. You came a long way from using karaoke machines and mini piano keyboard, Fisher Price keyboard pianos. Now you got your own home studio.
Well, I could just remember when I was younger, me and my brother both, we love playing music. We would just stay, I mean, all day, we would stay on these little keyboards. Like, you know how the buttons have their own little beats? We'll kind of mix it up like a DJ. And then over time, like, we would get karaoke and play the piano to the karaoke and put it on the tape and put our voice on it. I mean, anything that we had, we used it to make music and record ourselves on it. And eventually, I got to a point where I was like, yeah, I want to make some professional, real, good music. And I invested in what I call a little home studio. So, yeah, I love it. I love it. Music itself, I mean, it gives me goosebumps. If someone makes the right high note or I hear the right beat, it'll give me goosebumps. It's awesome to me. So,
Wow. You know, I want to play a track that you have that you created. I'm really excited about that. And soon after that, I want to talk about how it was living in L.A. when you first arrived, because from what I know, it was very challenging for you. But before we get to that, I do also understand that you don't even have your home studio with you anymore. I mean, you left here with a few suitcases and a nice car, and you left your studio behind. How does it feel to be separated from it?
Oh, my gosh. You know, it felt kind of like I was missing something, like I was missing some of my tools. But at the same time, you know, you can't look back. You got to just keep going forward, use what you have, and it'll be okay. I know it'll be okay. I am an instrument, so that'll be just fine. If I have to beatbox with my mouth, that'll do it.
I love the spirit. Oh, man, you might want to go ahead and write down motivational speaker a part of your repertoire, because you are saying the right things and you are speaking to the hearts of the masses. Indeed. So we got Crazy Enough. We're about to play that track. Can you set it up? Can you tell the audience what that track is all about?
Crazy Enough is a track, and it has lyrics also, but it's a track basically about, are you crazy enough to be a good person? And that's basically what it's about. So,
ladies and gentlemen, this is Motown Maurice. You're about to listen to the debut of Sam's track, Crazy Enough. Put your hands together, relax, sit back, and listen up to Crazy Enough. Crazy enough. I love it. Give it up. I like that. That's something you can dance to, right?
Yeah, it's a jam.
I like that jam. Keep the jams coming. I can't wait to hear more stuff from you. You make the beats, you sing the lyrics. Keep on. So you arrived to L.A. and you had to live in your car for what, 3 weeks? 3-4 weeks out. How long was that, and how was that experience?
Probably a little bit more than 2 months, actually.
Wow, 2 months? Wow, 2 months. Goodness. I mean, you have an RV? I mean, how did you survive?
it was a little bit tough, yeah. But I mean, I found ways to kind of, compensate for taking showers. I would actually have to go in some of the restrooms, like at Jack in the Box, and ask if I could just kind of borrow, like, the restroom for a little bit. And, you know, like, they always have things locked. But it was what I have to do. I'm willing to do what I have to do. But, yeah, it was a little bit challenging, but I didn't let it defeat me.
Wow. Speaking of challenges, I mean, that is a huge challenge to live in your car for 3 to 4 months. I mean, wow, there's so much space in your car, and it is dangerous. And I'm glad that you have overcome that, and you have someone helping you out right now, and you're just continuing to move forward over and over and over. And what I wanted to ask you is that, in addition to the challenges, you have went through, like, you said that something is missing inside of you, you know, and this is recent. Now, what is it that you find that is missing? Is it something that you left in Houston or that you lost in L.A.? What is this feeling like?
I, to be honest, I'm still discovering what it is. I don't know exactly, but what I do know is kind of a wisdom or a spiritual knowledge that I felt that I had from God. And I kind of felt like, you know, God had left me a little bit. But I can't really put my finger on it. It's just kind of like a knowing or a wisdom that kind of that just escaped me. A part of who I am escaped me.
Wow. And you're still searching to find what that part of that part is and reattach yourself to it, correct?
Right, exactly.
No. Well, you know what, if I can just encourage you to say that, I mean, we're all searching in life. Once you find what it is, you're going to be searching for something else. So it's just glad, and I'm glad, and it's a good thing that you have acknowledged what you're that you're searching for something, because some people live life kind of lethargically, not knowing what they're supposed to be searching for, and they just idle their time. So it's actually a good thing that you have something to aim for and to look for. All right? Can we clap it up for that?
Yay. Thank you. You're so encouraging.
Yes. Clap it up for that. So, your relationship with God, you mentioned God quite a few times, and it sounds like God is a very important part of your relationship. And how important is He to you in this pursuit?
Oh, He's very important. I mean, God is the one who gave me the dreams that I have. And so I have to at least dedicate my thanks to God for giving me these dreams. God is very important to me. Oh my gosh, there's so many stories I could tell you about how He just keeps giving me joy every day. I mean, I wake up and have a joy that I can't even explain from God. So, yeah, God is really important to me. Always protected me. Always kept me on my feet, and it was a lot of stuff that I didn't even realize that I could do or have done, and I had no control over it, and I knew it was God.
Amen. And God is definitely using you in so many ways. If I can just take this time out to just acknowledge the fact that you have been such a blessing to me for this past week. For those that are listening that know that I've been indulged in the Doritos commercials, and I've had so many technical difficulties. And, you know, I don't have I don't have my own transportation. I use public transportation, and which I love, by the way. I love public transportation. But when you're having technical difficulties, public transportation is an option that can slow you down. But, you know, it just so happens, Sam and I, we met about 2 weeks ago. You called me the weekend towards the deadline of the Doritos contest. You said that you would come over and help me out. Not only were you there helping me out in the editing process, when I had to make some errands and pick up a tape and drop things off, you were there, no questions about it. You used your car, and you took me to those places. So thank you for just being available and just being obedient to God. Thank you. Thank you for that.
Oh, well, you're welcome. I mean, when I met you, Motown, you were someone so inspiring to me. I mean, I was actually going to leave, which was crazy. That the time when I met you, the next day I was planning on leaving, but you spoke to me and told me some encouraging words, and I felt like it was God using you to help me to realize that I need to stay here and not give up. I was on the verge of giving up because this thing that I was missing inside, it was causing me to think that maybe God didn't want me to be here. Maybe He's taking away this wisdom and whatever this is so that He's telling me, well, you know, you need to go home. But when I met you, you told me about your life, and you just encouraged me so much. So I just thank you.
Well, not only do I thank you, let's give it up for God one time. Can we give it up for God?
Yay, God!
Thank you so much. So, you know, it's a journey, and we all travel through our journeys, and I just feel blessed every time I meet a great person that helps me along the way. And you're just one of many people that have helped me along the way right at the right time. Always at the right time, give it up for that, you know. And it's, you know, I always give credit to my mom, who's listening right now on the line, for always praying for me and praying that God puts good people in my life. And without a doubt, I mean, that comes directly from a prayer. So one time for my mom. Give it up for my mom one time. And while we're showing love to my mom, let's give it up to your parents one time. Can we give it up to your parents one time? Can we do that?
Yay!
Let's do it.
Yay!
Oh, wow. Really quickly, we don't have much time, but you are an artist. And when I say you're a true artist, you are an artist. I mean, you have experience in theater. You have experience in pottery. You have experience drawing 3D figures. Anything in art, you are consumed in. You have experience in fashion. Everything in art, you are consumed in, and you are very good at it. But can you just tell me at least one to three of your most passionate artistic talents that you want to pursue the most, that you want to share with the world?
Well, growing up, since I was a child, I always said I want to sing and I want to act and I want to have my own fashion business.
Nice.
Those are my babies.
Those are your babies. You want to sing, you want to act, and you want to have, is it maybe when you say fashion business, do you want to have your own fashion line?
Definitely.
Go ahead.
I want people to, you know, wear my clothes. I kind of have a thing where I want to make clothes that are sexy but not trampy. And growing up, I've come across a lot of people that say, well, especially bigger people too, they'll say, well, how come everything has to be so, I don't know, my breasts have to be out. I can't just wear something cute and it covers everything, you know. So that's one thing that I have planned. But, yeah, I've always had different designs in my head towards fashion, and I definitely want to have my own business.
And that is the way to go. I love the fact that you say you want to have your own business, because ownership, entrepreneurship is something that we all need more of. It's good for the economy. It's good for your community. It's inspiring. Keep on thriving. Keep making that happen. But I'm glad you're here in Hollywood, the place where dreams are born and made, and you're pursuing your dreams and you're keeping your head up. Whoa, and you can let your head down. Hey, that's our theme song. Let's sing it one time. You got to keep your head up.
Oh.
Whoa, you can let your head down. Hey.
Yay.
I know it's hard. I know it's hard to remember sometimes, but you got to keep your head up.
Whoa.
And you can let your head down.
Hey.
Hey, hey, hey. Oh, man, I love that song. That is my theme song right now, and I'm feeling it. You also told me the lyrics of a song that your friend wrote that keeps you grounded. Do you remember those lyrics?
Yes. Shout out to Bryant Thomas. He made a song. And one of the lyrics that I hold on to, he says, got people to see and place to go. So it always keeps me in the mood of hey, got people to see, place to go, you know?
Yes, indeed.
Keep moving.
Yes, indeed. Keep all moving. Keep moving. People to see and places to go. Well, when you, I'm one of those people that you have seen, so hopefully you'll take me to those places. Can you do that?
Of course.
Great. Excellent. Look, we got to go. We're running out of time. But I think you have a website that you would like to pub so people can see you and know more about your talents.
Yes. I have a website on Explore Talent. So put in Explore Talent. That's Explore Talent, Talent. Samantha Massey 1, Samantha Massey, M-A-S-S-I-E 1. So that's Explore Talent / Samantha Massey 1.
I like it. I love it. I like it. Make sure you check her out, exploretalent.com/ Samantha Massey 1, correct?
Correct.
Yes. Check her out. So as we wrap, I want to keep on spreading the good news to you and encouraging you, and thank you for being a support to me. And I can't wait to find out more about your career and your success. Now, but I do have one more question for you. Can you handle one more question?
What is this one more question?
I know, and I'm so sorry. I want to apologize. I know I've already taken up so much of your time. You got so many things to do. But if you can just maybe just answer this one question. And my question is, who is the future of late night television? Do you know?
I think it's someone named Motown Maurice. Is that Motown Maurice?
Ding, 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 ding. That is the right answer. Hey, one time for the go. You got to keep your head up.
Oh.
And you can let your head down.
Yay.
I know it's hard. I know it's hard to remember sometimes, but you got to keep your head up.
Whoa.
And you can let your head down.
Yay.
Hey, Sam, thank you for being on the show. You have been so awesome. I really, really appreciate you in so many ways. I appreciate you for being a guest, and I really appreciate you for helping me out this past week with my traveling mercies for the Doritos contest. Thank you so much, and we'll keep in touch,
thank
okay?
Thank you.
You're very
thank
welcome.
You. Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, that was Samantha Angelica Massey, better known as Sam, on Motown Maurice's Hustle and Shuffle. You better keep a close eye on that young lady because she is doing things. She is multi-talented, and nothing is going to keep her head down. Whoa! Because she's going to keep her head up. Hey, this is Motown Maurice wishing everybody an early happy Thanksgiving on this Thanksgiving Eve. Make sure you eat a lot of turkey and enjoy yourself. Be safe, drive safe, and check out my website, MotownMaurice.com. The quest of a late night talk show host. The quest of a late night talk show host. Until next time, everybody, be blessed. God bless. Be safe. And good night.